First, the FBI is investigating an apparent assassination attempt after shots were fired near former US President Donald Trump as he played golf in Florida. Police have recovered an assault rifle and a man has been arrested. Here's Palm Beach Sheriff Rick Bradshaw speaking at a press conference earlier.
In the bushes where this guy was is an AK-47 style rifle with a scope, two backpacks which were hung on the fence that had ceramic tile in them, and a GoPro which he was going to take pictures of. So those are being processed right now. The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off. So that's what we know about the investigation. We have somebody in custody right now that is a potential suspect. We got a little bit more work to do on it.
Palm Beach Sheriff Rick Bradshaw there. Well, earlier I spoke to our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan. I began by asking him to tell us about what happened.
Well, it seemed to have kicked off around lunchtime Sunday afternoon. Donald Trump was out playing a round of golf with a property developer buddy on a golf course that he owns in Florida in West Palm Beach, the Trump International Golf Course. And just as he was playing on the fifth hole, about to start moving towards the sixth tee, the security detail that works with him, he'd been operating in what they call a bubble formation. Part of the security detail were moving one hole ahead of him. So they were about 400 metres further down the golf course when one of the Secret Service agents spotted what he believed to be a rifle barrel sticking out from some fencing and some shrubs at the side of the course. He started firing at the direction of the barrel, what he presumed to be the barrel of a gun, fired a number of rounds and called in the incident and an emergency alert followed through. Mr. Trump himself was jumped on by the Secret Service until they were sure that the area was clear, and then returned in a bulletproof car back to the clubhouse. The suspect then fled the scene.
What kind of security was in operation? Because the entire golf course was not locked down.
No, it wasn't locked down. And when you look at aerial photographs of the golf course, you see it's in a pretty built-up area with lots of housing around it, car parks, roads around all of the perimeters. So it's quite easy to get to the perimeter area. By the same token, it's quite a lot of, it would take quite a lot of people to seal the whole place off. And a golf course is, of course, a pretty dreadful place to try and control security on. It would take a lot of people. But Trump's security detail has been bumped up since the attempted assassination 2 months ago in Butler, Pennsylvania, where he was slightly wounded, made a really incredible escape there.
Security may have been bumped up, but are there any questions about the level of protection available to the former president?
Yes, there are. I mean, people are saying, particularly Republican politicians, how on earth could this happen a second time in such a short period of time, 60 days since that last assassination attempt in Pennsylvania. And now another man has gotten very close to the former president of the United States with a semi-automatic military-grade rifle in his possession. So some people are saying that because of this, Donald Trump now ought to be given the same security package that the president of the United States and indeed the vice president gets. But Donald Trump gets the same protection package as every other living president who's out there, plus these additional enhancements.
The suspect has been identified by the media. What do we know about him?
Quite a lot, actually, because he'd spent a lot of time on social media, had numerous channels. He'd come to the attention of authorities in his native North Carolina about 22 years ago when he was arrested for possession of, would you believe, a weapon of mass destruction. That's what was on the charge sheet, though he ended up with the Probation Act for it. That charge ultimately dropped. He was involved in a standoff with police after a traffic stop, and he had apparently brandished a fully automatic machine gun at the police. And it's illegal to possess a machine gun in America. Fully automatic weapon, not allowed, only semi-autos. So he had a criminal record for that. He had some tax violation issues as well. But he resurfaced in a wider way at the start of the Ukraine war when he went off to Ukraine, met up with various units fighting on the front lines, and promised and indeed set about raising funds for them and also trying to recruit foreign fighters for the Ukrainian army. And then the trail seemed to have gone quiet. He apparently moved to Hawaii and was partly based out of there. And then today he turns up in Florida at the Trump International Golf Course.
What's been the political reaction?
Political reaction has generally been that everybody's appalled by political violence in America. President Biden using the same phrase that he used after that shooting at Butler, Pennsylvania, that there is no place in America for political violence. His Donald Trump's rival in this election, Kamala Harris, has been saying that she is grateful and relieved that Donald Trump is unharmed in this incident, also saying that should be any resources that are needed should be made available to protect him or other candidates running in these elections, but particularly for former presidents. People are worried about the level of political violence and the increased amount of threats that have happened, such as in the past few days, this when Trump was talking about Springfield, Ohio, and the allegations about Haitian migrants eating cats and dogs that they'd kidnapped from people's houses. The mayor of the town was out on a lot of the talk shows over the weekend saying that they'd had several bomb threats, assassination threats made to the police department, to his office. So in this climate that we have now in America, political rhetoric does have unfortunate consequences.
Washington correspondent Sean Whelan there.